Tomorrow's New Year's Day.
Thank heaven.
Tomorrow's New Year's Day. It's a new decade.
A new decade,
depending
even
on how you look at it. But let's call it a new decade.
It is a new decade.
It might as well be. And tomorrow's show is going to be Mousy Tongue.
Mousy Tongue is going to replay?
You remember that?
I remember Mousy Tongue.
That's because it's a holiday, officially speaking. Greetings to the brightest country.
Yes, they are a bright country.
Let me restart
indeed
that. Greetings. What have we been doing? It's New Year's Eve.
We've been plotting our New Year's celebrations.
We've been drinking eggnog lattes from Starbucks, and there's nothing in them.
No, it's caffeine.
Just some eggnog.
Is that right?
Is it real eggnog?
I think it's, yeah.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Hey, Doug, you're with the Lord.
Amen.
Hey,
I'm not pointing at the ceiling. I'm pointing at heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug. There are a lot of things happening in the news, and I think we should cover some of the news stories before we cover the biggest story of the previous decade and the next decade. But what's in the news? What's going on?
Well, Rush Limbaugh's been declared dead twice today, but only on Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia.
Yeah, it was just right, Wikipedia.
I went to Ann Coulter's Wikipedia entry once,
yeah,
and they started out saying, Ann Coulter is a conservative lesbian. That's what it said. You don't always get reliable information.
You don't always get, but you know, when you search innocuous, non-controversial issues, like,
yeah,
you can get some good information.
Yeah, you can. And one of the pro-life leaders in the country sent me an email saying,
yeah,
Bob, what's with this horrendous information about you on Wikipedia?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You remember that? And I don't know if it's appropriate to say my response to her on the air, but I won't say who she was.
Okay.
But I said, you know, there are homosexuals who are obsessed with Bob Enyart Live.
Yes, they are.
And they seem to have control of that entry.
Apparently.
And it's quite an effort to wrest control back. But I said a lot of the worst stuff is actually true.
The stuff that offended you the most is actually true.
Well, a lot of the worst stuff is true, and, you know, that's bad. A lot of the bad stuff is true. And really, you know, if I were to change that, it would be inappropriate for me to remove some of the worst stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misinterpreted. You're saying some of the worst stuff about your life.
About me. Sin.
Some of the sin
immorality
that you've committed in your life is actually true.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like with Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter's a lesbian conservative. That just wasn't
true.
That's
just flat out not true.
No, she's in love with Mitt Romney. Oh, I shouldn't.
Yes, it proves she's
not a lesbian. I take that back. I saw it on a YouTube video called Ann Coulter Hangups.
Yeah.
But, Doug, no, really, I shouldn't have said that. But a lot of the stuff is true, but so Rush Limbaugh, the rumors of his death have been greatly exaggerated?
They've been greatly exaggerated.
All right,
yeah.
So Wikipedia is wrong. Rush is still alive. Good thing, because hopefully he's going to turn to the Lord before his death.
I hope so. And, you know, I thought about this when I heard that he went into the hospital. I thought to myself, wow, what if Rush Limbaugh died?
Mm.
That would be... it would be big.
Rush's brother is a believer. I've interviewed
That's
him
right.
on this show.
David Limbaugh is a believer.
David Limbaugh is a believer, but, you know, a bit liberal, like his big brother.
Yeah.
But he is a Christian.
So he's got that going for him.
He big time.
Yeah.
But Rush, we need to pray for Rush.
Yeah, well, maybe this
is a good time to pray for Rush.
A lot of times, you know, facing your
it's
own
not
mortality.
Often you get to die two or three times.
In a day, yeah.
In a day.
Have an opportunity to think about
yeah.
what's going to happen when you do die.
There are not many atheists in a foxhole.
No, they're not. Yo, it's like, I forget, there was a Bible study you did where I think you documented that we can count on the death penalty being effective in roughly 50%.
50% of the time.
How did you document that?
There was a really excellent survey done where 50% of the time people being swiftly and painfully executed
right.
got saved. They got right with God before they died.
They turned to the Lord before they died.
Where was
that survey?
Let me find that.
Was that?
It was an old one. It was one of the first.
Was it here in the United States?
No.
One of the first surveys.
Oh, it was in the Gospels.
Oh, that's...
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John.
Okay.
Remember
right.
the two criminals being put to death with the Lord?
Yeah.
One of the two repented.
That's one
that. That is good odds.
That's 50%.
That blows away the liberal recidivism rate that we have in this country.
Boy, you're
and around
not
the
kidding.
World.
You're not talk about yeah. rehabilitation.
Talk about eternal life from the death penalty.
Wow.
And you know, God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
In fact, I would highly recommend. There's a video called "God and the Death Penalty."
Oh,
folks can order it at KGov.
Could I get it?
It's phenomenal. You could order it right now. You can use your credit card right or PayPal.
Right online, KGov.com.
God and the Death Penalty.
Or 1-800-836-9278. Speaking of the death penalty, is there anyone that should be put to death?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do we have?
Okay. All right. Forget that question. Let's go to the next
my
headline.
My wife has a top 10 list, and every year at the very top is Howard Stern. At the very top.
Now, wait
a minute.
That's
her list. That's just her opinion.
Is he guilty of a capital crime? He's probably guilty of quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
But let's not.
You remember
get
when he ran for governor of New York? He had only two. This was his platform.
Okay.
Restore the death penalty to New York.
Really?
And no road work in daylight hours. All road work overnight and death penalty.
Well, I honestly can't argue with either one of those planks.
If you only knew that about Howard Stern, you'd think he deserves a reprieve or something.
Right, right. No, yeah. I think it's his consistent promotion of pornography on his radio program.
Oh, yeah.
That my wife finds so offensive.
Yeah. I was staying with a federal agent in Washington, D.C., with him and his wife. And, you know, friends of friends.
Yeah.
And they had on in their kitchen, Howard Stern.
Get out of here.
He watched it every night, the husband did, with the wife, and then two little kids in a playpen.
You're kidding me.
No.
Howard Stern, when he had his TV show.
Howard Stern. So
that was when he first made my wife's list, when she saw that show.
Doug, he had on a woman who was famous, not famous, in Greenwich Village because she did fabulous artwork with Etch-a-Sketches.
Okay.
And so he showed her Etch-a-Sketches that are hanging in bars in Greenwich Village, and it was really neat.
That's not offensive.
Neat, young, wonderful gal.
Yeah.
And all he did for 15 minutes relentlessly was ask her probing sexual questions that made her very uncomfortable.
Mm.
I mean, that's a crime.
That's
sexual harassment. Treating a woman like a piece of trash, and that's the hero of the left in America.
They love Howard Stern. He's their poster boy for free speech, they call it.
Yeah, he's a filthy pig.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's move on, though. So, but if there are any suggestions, if anyone here, we've got several people in the studio audience. If you have suggestions of people who should be put to death in 2010, feel free to let us know. We'll evaluate it on the air.
Convicted murderer.
Every single one.
Every convicted murderer.
Every convicted kidnapper.
Yeah.
Every convicted rapist.
Except those who are convicted of murder on December 31st, 2010. They should be put to death in 2011 on January 1st.
Okay. So we give them.
So we don't execute every convicted murderer in 1 year.
That's right. That's right. And here's the interesting thing. If we started 2010 mm-hmm. by executing all the convicted murderers, by the time we got to December 31st, 2011...
You might run out of murderers.
There might not be any murderers. There could be no murders.
You'd probably reduce the murder rate by about 96%. That's my prediction.
It would work.
96%
reduction. So that's your prediction for 2010 if we start...
painful... death penalty.
Any other predictions for 2010? Just off the top of your head.
Well, that one doesn't count because it's not going to happen until the Lord returns. When the Lord returns and rules on earth for 1,000 years,
yeah.
He will rule, what does the Bible say, with mercy and grace?
A rod of iron.
He will rule with a rod of iron.
Right.
And so there will be no murder epidemics.
That's right.
When the Lord is on earth, because he'll be ruling the way he tells governments today they should rule.
That's right.
With a rod of iron. Oh, predictions?
That'll be good. Yeah, any predictions, just general predictions for the year? You know, anybody going to...
Couldn't you have given me a warning, notice, preparation,
well,
show prep
time? Well,
it
is. It's New Year's Eve. You should expect this kind of thing on
the
radio.
2010?
2010. What's going to be the big...
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Will die.
Okay.
Hugh,
now, can I?
Hugh Hefner will die.
Do I have to be sad about that?
Should
I be expected to be sad about
that? And the media will catch one of his wives or whatever he has.
Concubines, I think he has.
Sort of in a very good mood.
Maybe
that's my prediction
now,
for
maybe
2010.
His wife will be in a good mood. His concubines may not be as happy.
Because
I don't know. They're not in on the will. They're going to lose their stipend. They're going to have to leave the mansion. Anyway, so that's an interesting prediction for 2010. My prediction, I have one prediction, is that Barack Obama will officially be declared Jimmy Carter by the summer, by the end of the summer. We'll give him till the end of the summer. I think he's well on his way.
I've never seen the two of them in one place at the same time.
Now, you know, you spoke about the death penalty.
Yeah.
Let's talk about terrorism is in the news. I'm frightened by the fact that this guy got this bomb through. I'm sure we're all perturbed, right?
Well,
I have friends in the airline business.
It's very significant.
Very significant.
Yeah.
So how? Now, a justice system deters crime. How?
Well, we no longer have a justice system. Now it's just the system.
Yeah.
But how is it supposed to work?
How could it work?
Deterrence by putting fear and terror into the hearts of those who would commit crime. That's what God says in the Bible. That's what is right and just.
And it would work.
It would work.
Yeah. And so how?
And it would work so well.
Now, we've got a group of Muslim fundamentalists who are suicidal and who are ready to kill us bomb us.
We do.
How do we stop them?
Obamas.
Now, here's the thing, Bob. I'm convinced that the body scanners and the pat-downs, I'm just convinced that will not work.
Well, of course not. Like we've said on September 11th and September 12th, 2001 on this show, that you cannot stop weapons from getting on an aircraft if people are determined to bring them. This is why the aliens have been doing probes for all these years, Doug. No, sorry.
You mean all those trailer parks in East Texas?
Yeah. Right.
That's what's been going on?
They're looking for concealed weapons.
They're making sure nobody brings anything on board the spacecraft?
Right. Yeah.
I always wondered what those were about.
It just doesn't work. It's a failure of a concept to make it so that they can't commit a crime.
But how do we make
it
so they won't?
You have to make it so they won't commit a crime.
But if they're suicidally dedicated to
it. Well, there's all kinds of ways of doing this. First of all, the Bush Doctrine needed to be implemented, right?
Actually, yes.
Right, and he bushwhacked us.
Yeah.
He gave multi-million-dollar rewards to terrorist governments and terrorist leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit A is Yasser Arafat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinian Authority. Okay, but also anyone who is complicit in terrorism, including those who are members, they fund Al-Qaeda,
right?
They should be charged with conspiracy to murder.
So we have to let these potential terrorists know.
Yeah, you get members of Al-Qaeda and you put them to death. You kill them.
Right.
You kill members of Al-Qaeda.
Now, but that's what they want. So how does that deter anybody?
Well, that's how, in a war, that's how you win, is you kill the other side.
So you're alleging that eventually we could kill all of them.
A lot of them.
I think we could kill enough of them that the rest of them wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Right, exactly. I mean, isn't that the way the Emperor Hirohito capitulated in Japan?
Yeah.
Now,
they had a suicidal dedication.
They sure did. Their kamikaze mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to be they weren't deified. He was deified.
They were glorified.
They were glorified.
Degree,
yeah. And what? They finally fell in love with Americans, and so they surrendered?
No.
No, we killed enough of them, so they said, you know what, guys? This is just not working out, and it's not worth it.
Wait a minute. I thought we stopped occupying their lands, and that's what made them stop.
Yeah, Ron Paul's
now,
an
listen,
idiot.
Did
Isn't
you read
Ron
this?
Paul an idiot?
Did you read this
Ron
off the World
Paul
Net
is
Day?
An idiot.
On Larry King Live, World...
Ron Paul is an idiot.
Now,
How did I know you were going
to... I haven't even gotten to the quote
yet. As soon as you said that we stopped occupying their lands, and that's when Japan surrendered...
Isn't that what happened?
I just knew that Ron Paul is an idiot.
Ron Paul said to Larry King, regarding Muslim fundamentalist terrorists...
On Armistice Day.
on Armistice Day. He said, he said the Muslim fundamentalists are terrorists because we are occupiers. That's what Ron Paul said.
He's an idiot. What were we occupying Nigeria? Isn't this guy from Nigeria? Where was
he
this
was
guy
from? But he was trained in Yemen. It must be the occupation in Yemen.
We're occupying Yemen.
That must be what has got him.
How about the bombings in Bali? We're occupying Indonesia, right?
I think it's the occupation of Indonesia.
What were we occupying on 9/11?
The
World Trade Center, that's what we were occupying.
It was the occupation of the World Trade Center.
Right.
And the Pentagon. We were occupying the Pentagon.
Right. So Ron Paul is an idiot, but, you know, he violates God's command, do not murder.
Ron Paul does.
Yeah. He's pro-choice. Ron Paul is pro-choice.
Now, wait a minute. Many in the pro-life community are enamored with Ron Paul, and many in the Republican Party are quite fond of Ron Paul.
And
so he must be pro-life.
And the Libertarian Party.
I thought he was pro-life, Bob. In fact, I believe I've heard him say he's pro-life.
Oh, people lie, don't they?
Am I wrong? Have I not heard him say that? Because I could be wrong. I could have him confused with someone else.
All right. If I'm wrong about Ron Paul being pro-choice...
Okay. I'll
give $100 for the first caller
who
calls in to prove me wrong.
I thought Ron Paul was an obstetric gynecologist, an OBGYN. Is that not correct?
He is.
I thought he was a medical doctor.
He is that. And almost all of those are pro-choice.
But I thought he claimed to be pro-life.
And he's delivered babies, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of OBGYNs are pro-choice.
Wow.
The guy who delivered our baby, Cheryl and I,
yeah.
He was pro-choice.
He was.
And a nurse saw what he did and was devastated, and they got married, and they both became hardcore pro-life leaders.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
MacArthur Hill delivered our kids, so now they're pro-life. But a lot of OBGYNs are pro-aborts. Doug, I have some inside information.
Okay. Yeah, anyway,
Ron Paul.
Are we going to make a bet on Ron Paul?
Yeah, $100.
If you prove to me he's not pro-life, I will buy you lunch. Okay? That, you know, it's not a huge bet.
I'm full.
Well, that's why I'm offering now, because I know I'll get out of it cheap. No.
if somebody could, you know, call in, I don't even know our number, but if somebody calls in and proves me wrong, I'll give them $100.
The number's 800-836-9278. If you want to call and prove Bob wrong.
1-800-836-9278. Now, I have inside information.
On Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Well, you already said he was an idiot. So that know that.
That was because he said that they attack us because we're occupiers.
That's right. His idiocy is not inside information. It's publicly
known. They attack us because they're Islamic extremists who want to kill all Jews and all Christians, not kill them unless they either convert to Islam or submit to Islam.
Pay the dara.
Which is submission.
The tax. They have a tax on Christians.
Yeah. So eventually, if you agree that women cannot drive a car and all that, then they'll be happy to let you live in their Islamic Sharia law state.
That's right. And you have to pay the Duma. The Duma is the tax on righteousness.
So Tom Tancredo, didn't he say that one of our options should be that we should bomb Mecca?
Yeah. And I don't think he did. Well, he didn't say we should bomb Mecca.
He said go ahead.
They should be aware that we
that this, is an,
this
option.
Is an option.
Yeah, it's on our list room somewhere.
Yeah.
One of the options are nuke Mecca.
He didn't say bomb Mecca. He said nuke Mecca.
Isn't there a big black rock somewhere in downtown Mecca?
Uh-huh.
Looks like it was already nuked.
Yeah, it looks like.
So just re-nuke it.
Just nuke. Anyway, so, do you know Tom Tancredi was on the radio this morning?
Yeah.
And
we're off the topic, but go ahead.
Anyway,
it's my fault.
Tom Tancredo was blasting Planned Parenthood.
U.S. representative, former, who ran for president.
Yeah.
On the illegal immigration platform.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much bashing Mexicans the whole time.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty much what he did.
No, he loves Mexicans.
Sure, yeah.
He does.
Okay. I'm just saying, if he loved them so much, he wouldn't use them as a convenient
means. No, he loves Mexicans. I believe that he does.
He loves Mexicans.
Yeah, I believe he does. He's for immigration. He's just against illegal immigration.
I should have said he bashed illegal Mexicans. If there can be such a thing, and I'm not sure there can be. Can you let's move on.
Can you be an illegal Mexican?
I don't think so.
That's a whole new category. That's like believing that God predestined you to lose your salvation.
Anyway, Bob,
it's a whole new category.
I didn't mean to imply that Tom Tancredo didn't love Mexicans. It just annoys me when a politician that is as high quality as Tom Tancredo wastes his time with issues like four years. Yeah.
Now, we should control the border, and we should have legal immigration.
We must control the border.
And we do all that. But when we all die and go to heaven, which is going to be sooner than most of us think,
God is
not going to be mad that we let a lot of Mexicans into the country.
No.
That's not what's frosting the Lord.
No, it's the innocent blood that's being shed. And,
yeah.
And Tom Tancredo, though, did a great job. He had James O'Keefe.
Lila Rose's partner.
Exposing Planned Parenthood, how wicked they are.
And racist.
And Tom Tancredo just, I mean, he went to town on those.
Yeah, he did a great job. Awesome. Thank you, Tom Tancredo, for today's show on KOA Radio.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Tom. And we know that you love Mexicans. I apologize if I implied otherwise.
That's that lower power station higher up on the dial. Yeah. You know, the higher up you go, the weaker the signal.
Right.
But we won't tell anybody that.
It's okay, Tom. Don't feel bad.
But anyway, we're 50,000 watts low on the AM dial, 670 KLTT. Mm. One of the top 10 most powerful signals in the country.
Hey, Bob, I got a question for you. Let's think about looking back on 2009, because that is the custom here on, it is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Good things, bad things in 2009. Can you name one good thing that Barack Obama did in 2009?
You keep hitting me with these.
Well, it's New Year's Eve. You're supposed to be ready for this.
All right.
Name one good thing Barack Obama did.
Okay, he did not enroll his daughters in a public school in Washington, D.C. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll give you that one. I can't argue.
Is that good or bad?
I'd have to look at the school he enrolled them in.
Well, no, that's a separate issue.
That's a separate issue. But not enrolling them in the public schools, that's good.
He didn't divorce his wife and marry a guy. He didn't do that.
Did not divorce his wife and marry a man. Those are two good things that Barack Obama
did. Bill Clinton was reelected, and my audience was just apoplectic. They were just beyond devastation.
It hurt to see that happen to our country.
Way back in the early years of Bob and Yurt Live. And I went on the air and I said, look at the bright side. And he was like, what possible bright side could there be? And I said, at least Bill Clinton likes girls. I mean, he's not a homo.
That's right.
Do you know how much worse this could all be?
That's right. And we're talking 1996 at the kind of the beginning of the major push toward the normalization of homosexuality. Right. And you were at the forefront of that happened with
Dan Quayle and George Bush, but
a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
but at least he wasn't gay. Barack Obama has not divorced his wife.
Yeah, okay, there's all kinds of things he's done that are, you know. Well, I guess the evil things he's done are terrorists.
He did. He did allow the SEALs to shoot those pirates.
Oh, the pirates.
The Muslim pirates. That's three. We've already found three good things.
That's Barack Obama's Navy SEAL. Remember that? And that was. I haven't heard about many pirates since then.
Well, they haven't been attacking many American ships.
No, American ships seem to have fallen off the radar screen of the
Muslim pirates.
Somali Muslim pirates.
We always have to keep in mind that they're Muslims. They're not just pirates. Mm. They're not like Arig Mehti, you know, with the parrot on their shoulder. Mm. These are Islamic terrorists.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, so there's three things. The thing is, Bob, I was driving around listening to some conservative radio this week, and a couple of different hosts challenged their audience to find one good thing, and none of them could seem to find a single good thing.
The callers?
The callers nor the hosts could find us. They got on and they talked about the evil
things. I remember
2 days
after Obama got into office, maybe one day after inauguration, he was bombing terrorists and killing them.
He sent drones to Afghanistan like the second.
He's killing four.
That's five good things.
How do you say it? Taliban.
Taliban. I say Taliban. I'm not sure why I pronounce it that way.
Well, it's that deodorant.
My friends.
You know, that Taliban strong enough for a camel made for a terrorist.
Made for
whatever.
A sheik. Anyway. So the thing is I want the audience to appreciate the fact that we here at KLT Radio, Bob and Yart Live. We're not just pure Republican hacks who can't admit when someone does something good or right. Because even Barack Obama's done some good things. Now, the evil things he's done are too numerous
far
to even begin
outweigh.
To judge. They far outweigh.
He's so wicked.
The number of children that he has.
Oh, I know something else good he did.
What is he?
He kept John McCain out of office.
Now, Bob, that was in 2008, but I will give you credit
for
creativity.
All right, I'm trying.
He did prevent us.
You know, if you give me a little bit of notice, Doug, I might come up with something. Okay, so we got a prediction. Hugh Hefner will die.
Hugh Hefner will die.
So it might be hard for people to pray for him. That, you know, like in the Bible, you see prayers like, Lord, kill him.
Yes.
You see a lot of prayers like that from people that God really liked.
Right.
But I'd say imprecatory prayers, I don't see them happening in the age of grace.
No.
I don't see God fulfilling them.
No, because if he was, then Howard Stern would have died quite many years ago.
Yeah, right. So we have
we
pray for Hugh Hefner that could you imagine how just wicked and dark his heart is.
Got to be the blackest.
There, while there's life, there's hope that he would repent.
There is some hope there.
Yeah.
But, boy, that's a real long shot there.
It's fleeting.
How old is he? He's got to be in his 70s.
I think he died about 4 years ago.
No, that means your prediction couldn't come true. He's alive.
Oh.
The guy looks...
He looks dead.
He looks dead.
So he's not dead, but he just has looked dead for the last 4 years.
He's actually dead, but he's just animated by just pure lust at this point. And at some point...
So we should pray for him.
We should pray that he would be reached and that he would repent.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Even though I'm not a big... I don't think
like
there's miracles going on.
Larry, the hustler publisher.
Larry Flint,
who almost got saved or had some kind of a...
He had a
spiritual conversion experience.
Yeah, he flirted with spirituality there.
Yeah, from Jimmy Carter's Obama's sister. What was that?
Jimmy Carter's second sister. Twice removed.
Sister evangelist. You remember all that?
You know, that's a little bit before my time.
All right. But anyway.
I wasn't politically
Do you remember
aware.
I was on ABC with Larry Flint?
Yes.
And
I remember that.
What a sick man he was. And I had the opportunity to tell the audience what he was really like.
Yeah.
A chicken molester.
I remember those words. That was a very uncomfortable, but I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
Here's my prediction.
Where's PETA when you need him? I'd say, Larry, you're a chicken molester. You filthy pig, you.
You said that to him right on national television.
Yeah. And, he got mad. You should have saw it during the break.
He didn't like that.
No.
Well, sometimes the truth is
offensive.
He almost
fell backward in his wheelchair. He was pretty upset.
Now, that's worth the price of admission right there. My prediction is that Bob Enyart will continue to offend the wicked to their own benefit in 2010 for whole year.
Wow.
And even on further.
Well, that's encouraging,
that's my bold
Doug,
prediction.
To offend the wicked, encourage
those
the righteous,
who love
the
offend
Lord.
The wicked, and be of redeeming value to all mankind.
Well, in
right
our little sphere, our little circle, but Doug, personhood is the big story.
The March for Life, January 22nd.
At the Capitol. It's
going to
be big. And signatures just today, Doug. A gal from Parker, Colorado picked up 50 petitions.
Wow.
She heard it on another radio show in Denver.
Praise the Lord.
Personhood.
Go person.
And Monday, there'll be a profile released of Ron Paul.